Today is Monday, March 16th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So it's gonna be a little bit boring, I think. It's gonna be a little boring because, you know, this show is always so vastly entertaining. I'm gonna have to like add back celebrity death phone or birthdays or something like that. Because I'm not gonna be doing anything. Like, so I think I told you guys on Friday, so Walmart sent out an email and they said, oh, everyone is gonna work from home. And, you know, everyone is talking about the coronavirus. Or why do they, someone actually call in and tell me why they call it the novel coronavirus. Is it novel like, that's a novel idea that you're having? Or is it novel like a book, like a novel? Or, like, I really don't know. I really don't know what they mean when they say novel. Regardless of all of that, I'm going to try not to talk a lot about that because everybody is talking about that and there's only so much that you can say, right? We're all going to get infected. We're all going to die. No, I shouldn't laugh about that. Some people really are going to die and that's horrible, but everyone's stuck inside and so I should be like, you know, I don't know. I should be talking about fun stuff, but we're not going to be doing anything because we can't go out. So I'm gonna admit something. So anyway, Friday night, my parents came over and they did laundry because their dryer went out. So my mom finally came over to my house. I was so surprised she didn't just send my stepfather and like tell him to sit there and dry their clothes while she stayed at home. She actually came over. I was really surprised. And then on Saturday, at that point, we really weren't sure whether we should go to a restaurant or not because there was some talk in Arkansas about closing things and Walmart had said work from home, but they hadn't really said, you know, don't go to restaurants, at least not in Arkansas. Our state government hadn't said that as far as I know. Maybe I'm completely wrong about that. But Mark and I do restaurant of the week every week. And so we, you know, this is my admission. You know, we went to a restaurant. Saturday for brunch, and it's actually a coffee shop, but they have pastries, they have like croissants they have breakfast croissants that have, I don't know, baked eggs and bacon and pickled onions and avocado and like all that, you know, that hippie kind of stuff, you know. So we got up Saturday morning and we did that, and then there was some Pokemon Go stuff, but we stayed in the car. So we drove to where we were, we left our windows rolled up, you know, we did not come in contact with anyone. We stayed in our car. We played Pokemon Go, a couple of different raids that we did. And then we went to the grocery store. Now that, my friends, going to the grocery store was really interesting because actually we didn't go to the grocery store. I'm lying. We came back home. And I recorded Throwing Down with Joe. So I recorded. So luckily, I have all these podcasts that I do. And at the very least, I'm not going to run out of like podcast. I'm going to have podcasts at least to do. So if I ever get bored, I just come upstairs, do it, you know, record a quick podcast and no big deal. Right. So anyway, we recorded I recorded a podcast with Joe and then. And I met, what's his name? Oh, I can't remember his name now, but he's the cute guy, in shape, nice body, who did an AfterBuzz show about RuPaul's Drag Race. And I can't remember his name, but he's cute, but I've never met him. And anyway, met him, we chatted for a little bit, and then we recorded Throwing Down. And then Mark and I just kind of hung out for the afternoon, but later in the afternoon, we needed to get out to go get food and we needed to buy groceries. Well, we were going to eat restaurant food because I didn't want to cook. And so we went and I can't remember the order of things, but we had like one errand we had to run. And then we went to the grocery store and then we ordered from I want to say Logan Steakhouse. And so after we got groceries, we went and we picked up the steak and came home and we ate, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So really there was nothing. I mean, I feel like, you know, Big Fatty, I should read my coupons or something. So we did that, and that was pretty much it. And then Sunday, well, church was canceled. I mean, not canceled. They streamed it online, but nobody was supposed to go in, so we didn't get out for that. Mark, they did not cancel his Catholic Mass, which I was surprised about, but he decided to stay home. I convinced him. I was like, you know, you really shouldn't go out because that's a gathering of a large group of people, and, you know, we don't want to do that because we don't want to risk getting coronavirus and then spreading it to other people. So he decided to stay home. And we just really hung out. Oh, I know another thing we did on Saturday. I really wanted to watch that documentary about the McDonald's Monopoly game, because I really love Monopoly, and I, you know, McDonald's is iconic, and I like documentaries. So I was like, So I think I bored Mark, because pretty much all day Saturday, other than when we were grocery shopping and going to brunch, and I was recording Throwing Down, we were watching McMillions. We finished it all in one day, and we did that, and, you know, that was pretty much it. And then Sunday, I don't even know what we did. I recorded Survivor's Ready, and I contemplated doing some work, but I didn't, you know, I did not do any work, so I'm not really sure what I did. We just kind of blew the day away. Why don't we listen to a voicemail? How about that? So I'll turn on this voicemail.
Now, Adam, didn't I warn you about the toilet paper situation? I'm listening to your episode from, I guess, Thursday last week. And you said, I didn't know. It was so serious. I thought everyone was just exaggerating. I told you people are mental and they're going crazy. Anyway, what can you do? But I guess you work for a giant evil corporation, so probably they'll hand out $20,000 of toilet paper as your bonus instead of cash this year, so you'll be set then. Anyway, today's Monday morning and it is dead. I slept in, so I got the late train to work, which means I would never get a seat because it's the train at, like, what, the 7:02 a.m. train, and there were heaps of seats. And now I'm walking up the Queen Street Mall, and it is very dead. So people are either all dead, they're all at home enjoying their huge piles of toilet paper, or I don't know. Anyway, stay safe and try not to infect any old people. Stay away from Big Fatty.
Well, thank you for your call, Scotty. So I don't remember you warning me about toilet paper. I'm not calling you a liar. I mean, I'm sure you did, but I don't remember. So, you know, there's that. But anyway, I don't remember it, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But yeah, I didn't really talk a whole lot about it, but, you know, again, everybody is talking about the coronavirus, and I'm sure there's nothing different happening here in Arkansas than there has been everywhere else. But just to give the report, we went to the grocery store and lots of stuff were out. There was no bacon. There was no eggs. There were drinks. Thank God I was able to get my Diet Mountain Dew. I think they must have just replenished that before we, you know, walked in or whatever. There was no toilet paper still. There was no toilet paper when I went on Thursday, and then there was no toilet paper again on Saturday evening when we went. There was no pasta. The only pasta that was left was this weird, like, black bean pasta, like, I guess for gluten intolerant people or something that can't have wheat pasta. There was some, like, black bean, I don't know, penne or something. But I didn't want that. I don't want bean pasta. Like, I want, but you know what I was thinking was, we actually already had a carton of eggs at home. And I was thinking, if I really wanted pasta that bad, I could just make fresh pasta. It would be like we're having a gourmet meal. And so, you know, I could do that. I was able to get a couple of cans of crushed tomatoes, although they were really low, like didn't have very many left. I did get a couple of cans of corn. I got fresh asparagus. I got, I don't know, some other things. So pretty much we were able to get what we needed, but they were out of a lot of stuff. All right, everyone, stay safe out there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.